Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
Federal auto regulators have escalated a probe of Tesla after several of its cars crashed while using its self-driving feature, just as CEO Elon Musk prepares to roll out a new model with no steering wheel or pedals. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in a memo that it was examining 9 crashes where the self-driving software failed to quickly alert drivers to take control in fog and other poor conditions because the vehicle's cameras weren't picking out road hazards. With us now is Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. Jeff, thank you for joining us. A pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Hey, John.
So, Jeff, this is becoming an issue. I mean, Tesla is facing intensified scrutiny from U.S. safety regulators regarding how its full self-driving software handles poor road conditions, particularly reduced visibility, correct?
Yeah, maybe it's just a matter of getting the kinks out. And it's really not just Tesla, but for now it is, with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration looking into 9 crashes where Tesla's self-driving software apparently failed to quickly alert drivers to take control in poor conditions. Because Tesla's vehicles' cameras, they weren't picking up road hazards like sun glare or too much fog. The increased regulatory scrutiny comes as Tesla also is set to roll out its robo-taxi service with no one behind the wheel in several U.S. cities this year. It's also planning to a production launch of its no-wheel, no-pedal cyber cabs to sell to customers next month. Now, Tesla vehicles, they rely solely on cameras to spot issues on the road. Others supplement cameras with light radar or LIDAR. That's what Waymo and some others use. Tesla calls its driver assistance software full self-driving, but it's also supposed to be supervised by human drivers. You're not supposed to take your eyes off the wheel right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little different there. I mean, like, for example, you know, my wife and I own a Cadillac, and it has, quote-unquote, self-driving. But, you know, if I don't have my hands on the wheel, it'll ding at me. This is a very different situation. A buddy of mine owns a Tesla, and he literally tells it where to go, and then he can sit there and read the paper. I don't know if I trust this, though, but this is literally what Teslas are designed to do, though, correct?
It's exactly what they're designed to do. You know, there was well, I mean, first of all, Alphabet owned Waymo, Amazon owned Zoox, and other autonomous vehicle companies. They've also faced technical and safety issue challenges. But Tesla is constantly updating its technology and making things better as they have hiccups with their technology. But Elon Musk has said over the weekend on X that Tesla AI self-driving is going to be 10 times safer than human driving.
Uh-huh.
You know, at some point, and there was a clip over the weekend that was on X, and it shows the difference between a human driver and FSD. FSD sees a person crossing the road at night and slows down for them, while the human driver in front of them with the camera rolling, basically almost ran down that pedestrian. Tesla saying instead of simply braking after the fact, that FSD is able to anticipate intent before a human pedestrian is even stepping into the road. So they're watching body movement. And I mean, you know, AI, and as the years go by, this could be, it's already crazy technology. And it's only getting better. And that's what Elon Musk is saying here, that, you know, it's going to be, well, here's the deal, John. It better be good, because if this is the way of the future,
right,
you better get these kinks out. But, you know, 10 years ago, we were talking about autonomous vehicles, you know, hitting pedestrians and killing them. And even 5 years ago, with some cases, one of the reason GM and it's a self-driving arm of his that company, Cruise, had, it was basically folded after California regulators said no more. Waymo's had some issues. And of course, Tesla's had some issues as well, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. But the interesting thing here is, I mean, Tesla, like you said, they have reliance on these cameras alone, essentially. What happens in inclement weather, you know, mud situations like snow? I mean, does that factor into it at all?
Yeah, it factors it because it clouds cameras and it makes it difficult. I don't know. I don't personally own one of these like you, but I've got some technology in my cars. And I would have to think, you know, during inclement weather, snowy weather, that's the time where you want to probably put your hands on the wheel.
I would think so.
Control.
What about, I mean, I wasn't there something that came out recently that there was going to have one of these that didn't even have a steering wheel, correct?
Yeah. Well, Tesla's coming out with a new model. It's a no wheel, no pedal cyber cab that is going to be selling to customers this year. And, you know, it's, apparently it's the way of the future. I still, younger people are more in on this type of technology, but I think those of us who are a little bit older, who you know, maybe know what it's like to drive a five speed and to feel that roar.
Yeah.
And the fun of a vehicle, it's going to be hard to give up. So,
Jeff, you know. Wasn't there also some concerns about Tesla facing scrutiny over reports of malfunctioning door handles in crashes that actually trapped passengers in cars?
Yeah, there is a certain safety release inside those vehicles, but it's I wouldn't know how to get to it if I. You know, if I got into a Tesla vehicle right now, I don't own one, but you're supposed to not panic, but in those types of situations, we've seen it where people have panicked. They don't know, they either don't know where the automatic release is or how to get to it. And there's been some issues, but yeah, I mean, there's been several issues, lots of issues surrounding not just Tesla, but these electric and autonomous vehicles. And we could be here all day talking about the laundry list of concerns that there is and that they pose. I mean, one example is the weight of these vehicles. Our infrastructure on roads and guardrails and bridges didn't factor in the extra 10, 20,000 pounds for the batteries of these vehicles. And in a crash, I mean, you know, those vehicles are so much more heavy. And that could be a problem. Also, you know, fire hazards and things like that. But the technology and these vehicles they're not stopping. They're continuing to be produced. And the Tesla Model 3, one of the most popular. I'm sorry, the Model Y, one of the most popular and three really vehicles in the U.S. Elon Musk is selling a lot of them.
So just to kind of put a bow on this, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration is, I mean, looking into it, but they're not putting a stop to any of the production, correct? It's just an inquiry at this point.
That's right. They're just looking into it. Several incidents where, it was poor conditions, be it sun glare, be it fog, be it, rainy, snowy, where cameras weren't able to pick up certain situations on roads. And so they're looking into it. Of course, Tesla's always saying that it's constantly updating its technology and, to deal with issues that come up, and largely they've been really successful at it. And, they haven't commented on this situation, but as I just laid out, there was an issue, over social media over the weekend where Elon Musk did, in fact, say that, look, this is really going to be the safest way to travel into the future.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate you joining us. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to follow you on social media, what's the best way for them to do that?
They won't, because I'm not on social media.
Well, all right. there's a man after my wife's heart. I appreciate you, my friend. As always, you bring us the best content out there, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.